Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Thursday on 98.9 Buzz, Fizzano and Sandy. Everything is awful, but we survive. I'm Scott Fizzano, there's Sandy Waters.
Do the intro. Good morning, it's 98.9 The Buzz. Everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome.
It's going to be nice today, beautiful sun. We're not going to even see a cloud, they say. Tomorrow, even warmer. Saturday, even better.
And I brought a present for you because the way I intro'd that, everything is awful, but...
Yeah? I skip over your butt?
Yeah, well, you barged over everything.
Well, I did think there was going to be a butt.
You know what happened to me yesterday, and it's funny, tragic, and yet scary and everything, but that's part of it, but I was going to make everything is awful, but I brought a present for you to make the room happy.
Oh.
And then I just pulled the present out and it broke. So everything is awful.
That's so difficult.
Jesus. I 3D printed something for you for Easter.
You did? Wait. I can't even see. I'm inches away from you. I can't even see it. How small is this that you printed for me? What is it? Oh, God. Oh, it's the tiniest little bunny. And his ear broke.
I have his ear right here if you want it.
Oh.
Here's the ear.
I like not perfect. So this is this is perfect because it's not perfect.
I always tell everybody to have a positive attitude. It's like, well, I never win anything. It's like, well, that's why, because you're like, I never win anything. So my whole everything is awful theme I've had this week is... Yeah. Is on. It's kind of tongue in cheek, but it's coming. The more I say it, the more awful things happen.
Yes, very good.
Yesterday, I go get my flat tire fixed. Right.
Yeah.
So I got my nanny sitter, and then my wife is home, and she's in the shower. She's got to leave. That's why I had to be home. The nanny sitter had to leave. All this stuff. So we got it all timed out. I'm like, I'm sorry. Can you just follow me over to the corner fix it shop? It's right on. It's like 2 minutes from the house.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, let's hop in. Okay, Ellie, mommy's going to be in the shower. You sit on the bed and watch TV. Okay, we'll be right back. We go drop the car off and fill out the paperwork. We get in her car, and she goes to pull out, and her right front wheel fell off.
Wheel fell off? How does that
pretty
happen?
Pretty much, yeah. It was like, wah. We thought her transmission broke because the car wouldn't move.
Okay.
If you put it in any gear, it wouldn't move.
I am so confused. How old is this car?
It's an old car. It's an old used car. It's an old Toyota something. I don't know.
Oh, my God. So it's a good thing she drove me there because she needed to go herself.
Wait, do you realize that she was going to take Ellie to the mall to see the Easter Bunny?
Oh, God.
And there could have been a really... horrible accident.
Okay, this is all playing out. You got the flat tire because you needed to save the nanny sitter and your daughter from getting into an accident on the way to the mall.
That's a great way to look at it.
Reason why you got the flat tire.
But I couldn't sleep last night thinking of what could have happened.
Don't worry about that.
I know.
It didn't happen because...
It didn't happen because...
You have flat tire.
And because I said everything is awful and it happened.
Yeah, see, you did it. You willed it to happen.
I swear, if they got in an accident and it was a tragic thing, you would never see me again. I'd be gone for good.
Oh, my God. I think every parent would say that, parent thinks that.
Oh, my God. Well, there's your broken bunny rabbit.
Thank you. I'm going to glue it onto my computer. Look at it, little buddy.
Wait a minute.
Is this the Meloch? Hold on a second.
No.
This is almost like the evil bunny because...
It's got one ear here. I'll glue this back. I'll glue the ear back
on. Because you made it in a state of anger.
Oh, no. I made them last weekend. I made like 20 of them to put around the yard for our Easter egg hunt, along with the Easter eggs.
Oh, okay.
For the little kids to find.
Yeah, happy Good Friday tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Today was Friday.
No, it's Easter weekend.
Yes, it
this
is.
This is Easter weekend.
It is.
All right.
Yeah. So, again, beautiful sunshiny skies today, 55 degrees, if not even nicer. So, we're good. And we're up to 6 o'clock on 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy, good morning.
98.9 The Buzz.
All right, 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy, welcome to the Thursday edition of the show that's been around for 26 years. I'm Scott Spaziano. This is Sandy Waters. What's up?
I love Thursdays. You want to know why?
I do know. I know.
You know why?
Yes.
Because the Buzz fam comes in.
That's right.
We got Brian in the studio. Now, Brian, actually, I feel a lot of pressure right now, Brian, because you're in the studio.
What?
Only because Brian won an auction from Dreams for Drake.
Yes.
And I'm like, he won the auction, man.
We to sit in with us for the day.
We got to make this really worth his while.
Well, I got shots at 8.
Okay, very good. So welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you.
And you're on spring break because you're a teacher.
I am.
Ah, where do you teach?
At Monroe and Bosie's.
Yay! Performance Center!
All right, so join in on the conversation.
Loved it.
And Sabrina's in, just shadowing from Our Lady of Mercy.
Hi!
She's got to get her internship hours in. Sabrina just needs 14 hours by May 1st. That's it. No big deal.
That's all.
No big deal.
Well, you could do 14 hours with us. You just want to do today and tomorrow. You're good.
That's true. Just hang out. Okay.
So we got lots coming up this morning. We got the Beach Boys tickets we're going to give away.
Yes. Yeah. Jerker Justified is what we're known for.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that. Plus, we're going to play Keep It PG.
Uh-huh.
That's later on this morning. That's you, Brian, up against Scotty. Uh-huh. Keep It PG.
That'll be fun.
Okay.
That'll
be fun. Very good. Mm-hmm. I do. Can I just take a second to say, give a shout out to the Spot the Del Monte?
Absolutely.
So, and I know we're thinking Easter and Good Friday and all that, but right after that, the holiday is Mother's Day.
Mm.
So this Saturday, we're going to hit the streets again. I'm going to put on my Spot the Del Monte bathrobe and I'm going to go.
What do you wear under that?
I wear clothes.
But you like shorts or something so you can see your legs? You don't want to see a lady with a bathrobe with pants on.
Well, I do, though. Because in the beginning, I was like, let me try to be, like, you know, funny about this and just wear shorts. And it was too freaking cold.
I wear jeans. I wear sneakers. I'm
fully dressed. Don't you worry.
Okay.
It's not that kind of surprise.
You're not flashing
surprise.
Anybody.
It's surprise. Not that kind of surprise. But, and I'll just randomly go out and find people, like, purely at random, to hand them $100 gift cards to the Spot the Del Monte for Mother's Day, which is so legit. It's the best. But if you have ideas for me, because sometimes I look for, like, maybe there are beautiful people that need a spa day. So if you want to message me.
You deserve it. You got a story, you know, that kind of thing.
I'm
right?
not going to message you back because it does have to be, I kind of just comb through all the messages and comments and whatever and just land on one.
Mm-hmm.
But leave me a name, why, address. Or maybe they work somewhere at the hospital or something. What hospital? Mm-hmm. And I'll pop over.
Or just a stressed out super mom.
Yeah. So there you go. That's this Saturday. I'm gonna.
Okay. It sounds good. Oh boy, it was snowing yesterday. Today, sunny and 55.
And tomorrow, better.
Yeah, and Saturday, nice too.
Very good.
Sunday, back to 15, maybe clouds, but it's not going to be a washout. So your Easter egg hunt this weekend should go fine.
Okay. Can I just anybody who is waking up early?
Mm-hmm.
And you wake up early, for those of you who go to the gym and you're feeling proud.
I got a solution for you. I'm going to save you on a gym membership. I'm going to teach you how to exercise without exercising. And it's scientifically backed. I've been waiting for this for 63 years.
I know you have. This is so annoying to me.
No, I think it's hilarious.
It's okay. It's slightly ridiculous.
And I believe it's something that I do because I'm the way I am.
Oh, here we go.
No.
He finds something and he's like, I do that.
I do
that.
Okay,
it's good.
It is good.
It's giving you justification for not working out.
Do I look healthy?
Well, you do look healthy.
Okay. I mean, I think we found
the hack, the calorie-burning hack.
Yeah. All right. So hold on. We'll get to that in just a few minutes here on 98.9 The Buzz.
Spaziano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Stop working out and do this instead.
I hate when you do that.
It's 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy.
We have the Buzz fam in the studio with us. We have Brian and Sabrina. Now, I want you guys, this is like, you have to be honest in this room. There is no, like...
We never lie about anything.
We never exaggerate anything. I want you to be brutally honest. If something Scott says is dumb, I want you to say, dumb,
okay? Even if it's not dumb, her contract to say that it's dumb.
Well, hold on.
Ruins my ego and my security, and I have no soul.
It is on page 4 of my contract to keep Scott's ego like in with check? The rest of us. Yeah. Anyhow, okay. No, I'm going to listen to this with an open mind.
Why is your contract for more than four? Mine's only one page. You have four pages.
Well, you
damn,
know, there's
sister.
A lot.
All right, so here's the deal. Don't exercise, just do this.
Okay.
I'm going to back it up. 24,000 people were studied.
Okay.
Coming from the journal of called Circulation, which is a medical journal. Like, you know how everybody's got their industry periodicals.
Yeah.
Sounds like the dumbest health hack ever, but
okay.
A new study found that this actually works. Toss that gym membership.
Okay.
Don't exercise. Just do everything faster.
Okay. Dumb. 3, 2, 1.
Sorry.
But all right. So
it's ADHD folks, you know what I mean?
That's like me. That's me.
So, I can tell.
So listen. Yes.
He's turns a teacher.
Out,
he knows.
Yeah. Man,
you
see,
do
okay.
you have ADHD, Brian?
I do.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
you
yeah,
do
it's
too?
Pretty profound, yeah.
Yeah, he's with me
Sabrina,
on this.
Sabrina, do you?
Never been tested.
No, okay. No.
We're all a little bit.
Sabrina and I are like, no, we're buttoned up. Okay.
So let me tell you the story. So what's happened is, turns out you can get the same benefits by rushing through stuff all the time. So the study says you do random tasks and chores faster. It might do wonders for your health. You're talking, they tracked 24,000 adults. None of them were people who got regular exercise. Okay. The ones that did minor tasks briskly.
Yeah.
saw major health benefits even years later. So for some, their heart attack and stroke risk was half of what it was for people who just went through.
So you just have to move
the
fast.
Motions.
I don't know. My wife and I just take turns rage cleaning, right?
Yeah, like, that's exactly it. Rage cleaning.
Rage cleaning.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah,
now, does your
it.
Wife have ADHD?
No.
Oh my gosh.
He does rage cleaning because he's ADHD. His wife is just enraged.
Yes. Yes. That sounds like our relationship too.
Now you're okay, talking
well,
about
if
you're
you
talking
move fast. Like I never walk slow. I never just mosey down the hall. I have to force myself and remind myself, "Hey, slow down. You're okay."
Why?
But and that I get. Like, is that what this study is saying?
Minor
that
stuff.
It's okay to just move fast.
You're talking about things like speed vacuuming the rug, like you did. Walking faster when you take out the trash.
Okay, so walking
your heart
faster.
Rate up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even 5 minutes of rushing around per day made a difference.
But
when no buts.
When you rush around, you can't half-ass things, though. Like, you tend to, you are like a firestorm. Like, you're just like, sometimes you're like a little tornado, but you mess everything up, tornado. It's not
well,
like.
That's what tornadoes do.
It's not like.
A healthy tornado.
As long as you get things done, completed, and don't break anything.
This didn't right. study ADHD people. Don't
I
get leave
I
it off
buy
me.
Into this.
Seriously, they're saying even 5 minutes is going to do something. The idea is just get your heart pumping. You don't need to be pumping iron, you know, or whatever to do it. Now, you're on a treadmill for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That does it too.
Yeah.
But if you can replicate the heart rate by rushing around doing stuff, you know,
okay.
So there you go.
I don't know if it's going to. It replaced the gym. Anyone going to the gym right now, like you wake up early to go to the gym and you're listening to Scott say this. How do you feel about this? Any physical trainers, personal trainers?
The guy who did the study, the lead author, says it's a good idea to find ways to fit exertion into your daily life. But that doesn't mean you have to actually exercise.
Okay.
And scene.
Okay.
There you go.
Look
good
at
luck.
Him. He's like, and seen.
Yes.
Done.
So
validation.
Happy to see that.
I don't have to work out. You just got to move fast.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's got their own thing. If working out is your thing, that's your
okay.
thing.
All right.
But
I
if
love
you want to work out and just be spazzy hyper like us, me and Brian, do some rage cleaning and have some fun.
Yeah, just pull a Spazano. Very good.
Tell your smart speaker to play 98.9 The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz from Odyssey.
Okay, West Side Dick is not happy. It's a dude's name.
Oh, I did. I know.
He's from the West Side. His name is Dick, and he's not happy. What he posted for all to see is a struggle a lot of us have, but not many people would say out loud.
Poor West Side Dick.
I know.
I know. It's 98.9 to Buzz. Fasano and Sandy with guests in the studio on Thursday.
We got Brian in and Sabrina. Sabrina's from Mercy. Yay. Brian teaches at Monroe. Bosie's one?
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
And,
what do you teach there?
Machining.
Ah, okay, cool.
So he's on break.
Mm-hmm.
He won the auction from Dreams for Drake.
Yeah.
And he's in the studio with us.
Hopefully he'll get your money's worth.
And his wife is listening, you said?
Yeah.
She just,
yeah. Hey, Melissa, how are you?
Hi, Melissa.
Come on, gush a little bit more.
Oh, my God. No, all right, so first of all, like, my wife is, like, the most amazing person in the world. Like, no, I'm serious. Like, absolutely, like, first of all, like, to bring in, you know, when we got married just this past February.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
so,
oh,
there you go. Right. Hey.
Yep, congratulations.
So, well, thank you. Like, I have two little boys that are, you know, 7-year-old, and they're crazy. You know, obviously, I mean, they're my offspring. They're going to be a little bit nuts.
Oh, yeah, and she's totally embraced them.
Totally. Like, absolutely the best.
Awesome. Stepmom of the year.
Yes.
All right, Melissa, we'll take care of Brian.
Okay.
And we're both as ADHD as each other, so we're perfect together.
Yeah, this would be great. This would be great.
If you ever leave him, he's mine.
Okay, so let's talk about West Side Dick now. He posted something to social, and this is, I saw it on Nextdoor. You know that neighborhood app, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, it's very awful. Good. And it's not awful.
It is awful.
There's some beautiful things that I...
1% is beautiful. The other is drama.
Well, anyhow, this is the platform you can use when you just need to just let it out and vent. And that's what Dick did. So he said, hey, people, will people please take care of your recyclables? I am tired of picking up other people's trash in my yard. I spent 30 minutes yesterday picking up trash.
Aw, poor angry West Side Dick.
30 minutes? That's a lot of trash. And now with today's wind, I have a bunch of trash again in my yard.
Mm. He needs to rage clean that.
Yeah.
He can get a little workout there. This is an opportunity. This isn't a problem.
Oh, wait a minute. So Dick is not ADHD then. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
That could be.
When you set your bin out, do something to protect it from the wind. Place something, and then he gives you options.
Options. Okay. Oh,
place something heavy on it. Mm. Build up a wall of cardboard around it. Mm. Don't overfill it. Mm. Don't put it out if it's windy. Mm. Please keep your trash to yourself.
Wow. Stay off my yard.
Now,
kids.
30 minutes, though, of trash. And we joke, we laugh. He went to social media to post this, but it is kind of annoying, isn't it?
You know what? It happens in my area. And I'll just pick it up. Doesn't bug me.
You don't care.
It doesn't take a half an hour.
You don't try to find the whole
garbage dump is next door.
Like, yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous.
You've never
had trash in your yard when it was so annoying?
Oh, well, I mean, I have trash in my yard probably right now.
Yeah.
I mean,
your trash. Wait a minute.
Oh, I'm East Side.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
You got to get East Side Dick on the phone.
Exactly. Hi, the boss. Good morning.
Wait, that's me too.
Good morning. hold on. Wait, Sarah, go ahead. Start again. Hello?
Good morning, Scott and Sandy.
Oh, it's Ray. Hey, bud.
Unfortunately, there's not a whole... I get upset too, but not really. I mean, when you get 60-mile-an-hour gusts, tombstone on that thing and it's going all over the place.
Okay, here's the question then. True. And I wonder if... I mean, Dick, if you're listening... Dick doesn't know I'm talking about him.
But
West Side
Dick,
if you're listening, call up 818-2899. Welcome to the show. Craziest thing you found in your yard... from someone else's garbage.
Oh, did you ever find anything weird, Ray?
Really weird? Nah.
No? You got nothing?
No, I can't say. Not really.
Where's my neighbor? Where's my neighbor? Ken.
Why?
Are you listening
now? Ken, yeah.
818-2899. There was a day, and it was so funny how he told me what he found in his yard. Mm-hmm. He's like, how did he say? It was after like a windy day, and he was like, yeah, you know, some of your garbage was in my yard.
I don't know,
some underwear. And I'm like, oh, no.
Did you throw away underwear and it got loose?
You know, you have to purge through your underwear sometimes. And I just tossed them in the trash.
Oh, no.
And I don't even know how it happened. Like, someone didn't tie up the garbage bag or something. And
I was going to say, you didn't try to recycle your underwear, did you?
No, it was in the trash.
So it was in a covered... Oh, wow.
Yeah, but you would think you put the... You put the underwear in a bag, someone ties up the trash bag and puts it in the tote, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, somebody in my family didn't tie it up good. So all of a sudden, I get my next door neighbor saying, huh, you know, I saw your underwear in my yard. And it wasn't just one.
Wait,
I'm like,
what?
Oh my God. Well, yeah, I did a purge.
You did a purge.
Like, I honestly think that the gardener story is a cover. I think it ended up there somehow.
I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a good cover, though.
I'm like, that is humiliating. No one else in the room has
I found garbage that I wondered if it was mine or not. I'm like, did we have Pringles? You know, the little cellophane.
Oh, that's your story?
Yeah.
You know, I have nothing.
Come on,
I
got give me
nothing.
Something juicy. No one else?
I used to have the bar trash from next door. My first apartment when I moved to Rochester was on Clarissa Street, right next to Clarissa's.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just...
lots of garbage.
You get a lot of it. Yeah. You got underwear. All of it. You definitely got underwear. Probably, yeah. All right.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
Hey, take care, guys. Have
bye.
A good one.
Bye.
You too. Coming up on the show, tough love or a little too far? Mom is on trial for Jerker Justified, and that's how you can win Beach Boys tickets if you join in on that conversation. Kick off the 8 o'clock hour with even more listeners. And yes, shots. And we'll play Keep It PG.
That's all coming up on The Buzz.
Breakfast with a side of silliness. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Sunny and 55 degrees on 98.9 The Buzz. B-U-Z-Z. Yeah. That's capital B.
Yeah.
Capital U. Capital Z.
Very good. Now, if you live in Henrietta, you're walking a little proud today because New York State said, hey, you guys in Henrietta, you guys are the role model.
How about that?
I was going to clean my room until I got high.
Yeah, man.
Henrietta, what are they called? Henrietians? What are they called? What, if you live?
I don't know. Henriettites?
Henriettites?
I don't know.
That doesn't even sound right.
Henrietters.
Anyhow, we'll tell you why you are the role model.
Can you guess?
But first, Brian's in the studio. Sabrina's in the studio. Sabrina's from Our Lady of Mercy. So listen, this is bad. This is bad.
Bad.
Sabrina.
Bad.
And Brian...
good.
Is a teacher, so you know.
Oh, bad. Except in the summer.
Okay. So apparently.
We're talking about the weed shops,
yes,
right?
Yes. Apparently. And the question is, would you be cool adding more cannabis shops in your town? Maybe on every corner to lower your taxes?
I don't know about every corner.
Well, that's what they're saying. Okay, so the town of Henrietta. Listen, the town of Henrietta is being touted as a role model for cannabis success in the state, generating nearly $1 million in cannabis tax revenue from adult use dispensaries.
Right.
So they're saying, hey, open up more cannabis shops and hey, other towns to jump on board because of all this influx of money. Property taxes going down.
Come on.
And who wouldn't say yes to that?
You.
Well, yeah, it's kind of
because that's the way you are.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, you don't like that.
Well, I do like property taxes going down.
Okay, so then you want a weed store in your neighborhood?
I mean, Greece does have...
oh, yeah, you got some good ones.
Yeah, we got some. Yeah. Do I want more, though? They're saying, hey, open up more because it'll just generate more revenue.
They said that?
Yeah, they're like, hey.
I mean, think about how many liquor stores there are in Greece.
Sure, yeah.
And then match it on the other end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that's unreasonable.
Well, I know, but is the stigma still there about dispensaries?
I think so. I mean, the state, right? I mean, I was a big proponent of the MRTA bill when it was going through back in 2000.
What's that for people who don't know?
Marijuana legalization.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you were for it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
There's no stigma in your mind. You would open up every other house is a dispensary, right?
No, but I live in East Rochester. If you put one there, I mean, that's every corner in Rochester.
Yeah, that's it's based on the size of the place. You know?
Would you be okay? Is Webster cool with cannabis dispensaries?
I don't know. I think
they're not, actually. There's a funny story.
Is there Webster that doesn't have, what is it? Well, I don't know.
There was a funny story a couple of years ago because somebody was trying to put a hydroponic lettuce farm in Webster.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, oh, no, we're not doing that because we know what you really want to do. Like,
It went through, though. They have it.
Did they get it?
I think it's that giant monolithic structure along 104 near Ontario.
Oh, okay.
All right, so join in on this, 818-2899. Does your town have dispensaries or not? Like, I can't imagine Pittsford having dispensaries. No way, no. Mm. Oh, Sabrina, don't answer. How do you know? You're a senior in high school.
Sabrina's
like so confidently. He's like, mm-mm.
I live in the city.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. All right, like, for instance, on the Democrat and Chronicle, one of our news sources, right? We go scour all of the different news sources to talk about stuff. That giant flag at the top of their website is official 420 headquarters. Flynn Stoned Cannabis is now open. They're advertising.
Where?
It's legit.
The Democratic Chronicle.
It's not Pittsford.
I don't. Oh, 125 State Street. Oh, we can walk there.
Oh,
let's go after the show.
So here's the question, though. For if you live in one of those towns that does not allow it, will you be okay with this opening up and dispensaries showing up in the neighborhood, but it means your taxes are lowered?
I vote yes.
Okay, you confidently vote yes.
Brian. Confidently vote absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
Well, yeah, obviously you did.
What do you mean, obviously?
Well, because you said you were fighting for it.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Sabrina, if you own a house. I don't, fine, I'll be the uncool person in the room. I don't like how it's almost so normalized. Because without a doubt, I mean, medicinal marijuana is one thing. Dispensaries is another thing that, without a doubt, it does impact your brain health and your body. Now that I'm getting deep in this whole brain health, because I'm
conversely, alcohol does too. So the stigma was put on about natural substance, right? The stigma was put on us. And I kind of feel like the liquor side of the
world. I don't like that
either,
though.
What,
Yeah. Yeah, got a free pass somehow. But you know, between, kids, and you know, your brain doesn't develop until you're what, 25, 26 years old, right? So like you can definitely, I mean, I've seen a lot of medical studies that, you know, show that, you know, frequent use will definitely harm your brain development.
Well, you're 21, your brain doesn't fully develop till you're 25, 26. So we're hurting our, and we're normalizing it, making it okay for the kids. I don't like it.
Same with alcohol. You get a kid's drinking at a bonfire.
And
when
I don't like
16.
That either.
Right.
I'm the little tighties in the room.
Yes, you are.
I don't know.
Well, look, if it's bringing down property taxes and there's no ripple effect of negativity.
See, that's so crazy that the minute you say, hey, there's money involved and you can make money, then all of a sudden everyone's like, oh, yeah, that's fine. It's fine. It doesn't matter what harm it can cause. That's fine. Right?
Yeah, but that's everything.
I think Scott was okay with it beforehand.
Yeah.
No, I think so, too. Yeah. I think this is a tough crowd to talk to.
Tough crowd.
All right, 818-2899. If you have an opinion about that, you're always welcome. Jerk or Justified is coming up now.
That's right.
First call through, you are going to win Beach Boys tickets. But the case is about, is this really tough love or is this going too far? At what age would you, do you 100% cut off your kids?
Oh.
Because mom is on trial for maybe taking it too far.
If fun had a morning show, it'd be this one. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerk or Justified.
All right, we're deciding the moral compass in Rochester right here, right now, like we do every day on Spisano and Sandy.
Yes, on 98.9 The Buzz.
Shannon reached out to us and she said, am I a jerk for not helping my daughter pay for rent?
Wow, that's kind of set us off.
I know. Okay, just so you know, if you hear different voices, Brian's in the studio with us.
Hi, Brian.
He's hanging out with us. Sabrina's in the studio with us. This will be good for you, Sabrina, because she's a high school senior right now.
Yeah.
When mom and dad cut you off 100%. So she said, I see her, okay, I'm cutting off my daughter. I see her wasting her money on stupid things. I think it's my job to teach her the tough lessons. She's come to me twice now asking for help, and each time I said no.
Okay, does it give you like an age range of this daughter?
No, she did not.
Wow.
Oh,
she's got to be, does she have a job, do you know?
Well, I would assume. There was a lot of assumptions here, and I guess we can only
assume just put it
things.
There. We'll take her real story and hypothesize and fill in the blanks.
If she has her own apartment and she's coming to mom for money, obviously she didn't move out without a job.
Okay,
right?
Yeah. So she's got her own apartment, so that means she's got to be.
Oh, God, I was thinking like early 20s, but God, what if she's like 45? I don't know.
I'm sure she's younger.
I was thinking mid 20s. But let's just say.
Okay, let's say mid-20s, got her own apartment, has got a job.
Well, really, in any age. Mm-hmm. Let's say she is 45. If your son came to you, he's 45 years old. Dad, can you help me pay rent? But you see him spending on stupid things, and I don't know what stupid things means her eyes.
Right. I'd still
jerk
help
or
him
justified
out.
To cut him off.
It's jerk.
Oh, you say jerk.
Yeah, I say jerk.
All right, 818-2899.
818-2899 is the number. First call through when you play with us here during Jerk or Justified. I got a pair of tickets to go see the Beach Boys in July at CMAC. 818-2899. Get to the calls. Good morning, The Buzz. Hello. Jerk or Justified?
I think jerk.
You think jerk. You
no
never
matter
cut your
what
kid,
age.
Ever cut your kids off. Right?
Well, I'm actually torn. I started with Justified.
Uh-huh.
I feel like if it's a one-time thing, your kids need to know that they have a safe a safe space in some place, someone who can help them out if they're really in a tough jam. And what if something really bad happens someday and then they feel like they can't come to you? But I feel like it has to be that I'm doing this one time and I've noticed that you're spending on this, this, and this, and you need to stop that. Don't come to me again.
So then you say that it's justified that she does cut her off with provisions?
No, jerk, but I think that there should be,
there should be more discussion. Okay, gotcha. All right.
Like, I'm taking over your budget. I'm watching your money in and out. That's what I would say. Hey, if you're coming to me because you can't pay your rent and I'm noticing you're buying stupid things, well, then I will help you out. But therefore, now you have to come through me if you want to spend any money.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, Brittany. Okay, Brittany. Who's this?
Roxanna.
Roxanna, your first call through, and you have tickets to see the Beach Boys at CMAC. Yay!
Yay!
How about that?
Yay, thank you.
July 6th, they're coming to Canandaigua. So I need you to hold the line. I'll get your info when we come right back, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, congrats. Hold on. Hi, The Buzz. Jerk or Justified?
Oh, this is a toughie.
Isn't that?
Candy from Scottsville.
Uh-huh.
You know, you want to help your kids, but they're not learning anything.
I think
she's justified.
Oh, yeah.
All right. It's tough love. Because,
you know, there's other ways that she can earn extra money, you know, get another job, help out. But
yeah,
I mean,
right.
She's not learning anything.
It's always OnlyFans.
No. Oh, my God.
All right, thank you.
Scott.
All right, let's go around the room. What do you guys think? What do you think, bud?
Brian?
Oh.
Is she jerk or justified?
Like, from a practical point of view, like, I'm going to go with jerk just because the only other option is they move in with you. So you're not going to help her pay the rent. Yeah. She's going to become a tenant. So.
Yeah. Right. That's a really good angle.
Gamble at your own risk.
All right, Sabrina, you're a high school senior.
Yeah. Age matters a lot. Like, I feel like if she's like 22 and under, then it's a jerk. But after like 22, I feel like you're like an adult. Your parents aren't responsible.
I love this girl. Sabrina, I loved you.
There's the cutoff. So you say if she's
21,
22. 21,
okay,
so justified.
She's justified.
Justified.
If she's older.
Right, did you put me down for jerk?
Put you down for jerk.
Sounds good.
Now, I think I kind of live this a little bit. My daughter is 20. She still lives with me. But remember I was telling you how she was messing around with a thermostat and I'm like, you touch it again, you're paying the RG&E bill.
Yeah.
Well, she touched it. She's paying the RG&E bill. After one bill that was high, she's like, okay, never mind. I learned my lesson. Take it back. Okay, fine. I'll take it back.
Okay.
Doesn't she freaking touch it again?
Really?
And what did I do? I go, here's the bill. Forever and always. And then she's like, but please. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, see, this is it. This is kind of like she can't pay rent, she can't pay the RG&E bill. But I see her spending stupid money on stupid things.
So you'd cut her off.
Well, I'm in the middle. I didn't get that next bill.
All right.
I'm in the middle of trying to figure out what I'm going to do.
Okay. All right. So put it down. Which one?
I say it's justified because, listen, even my kid's not going to learn a lesson if I keep saving the day. Right?
All right.
She's got to figure out how to tighten that belt, baby.
Mm. So does that mean we're hung?
We're a hung jury.
Thanks
right
a
now.
Lot. Thanks
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. Any calls coming in and we're out. We're just hanging over a cliff.
Well, no, we did. We need one more person to call up and decide the moral compass.
Here comes our boss.
Can you cut off your kid?
Want to get the boss and ask her? No? Oh, okay. Well, she probably didn't hear it. She was walking in.
Now, I don't know. This is a tough call because you do, as a parent, you don't ever want to see your kids struggle. Right. It hurts.
Right.
It physically hurts you as a parent. I don't know, more probably mom than it does dad. It probably is easier for dad just to be like, sorry. But really, if you save the day one too many times, and I might be all talk, but if you save the day one too many times, how are they going to learn how to be resourceful?
818-2899. Yeah, you will. You'll always cave. And this is it. Don't fool yourself. Your kids are your kids. You'll do anything for them, even when they're 40.
I know, but this woman, Shannon, she said no twice.
Yeah, but here's what happens.
She's good. She's a good mom.
If you keep helping them, then it gives you ammunition to completely destroy them and bust their chops forever.
Listen, there is some validity to that, because when you need them, when you're in the nursing home, you want them to visit you. So you're right. You do.
Hello, who's this?
It's Fired Up Trash.
Fired Up Trash is on. Okay, you have the tiebreaker.
I know.
Explain it out and then give us your thing. What do you think?
Like, This is so exciting, but I'm like, I'm so torn. I do like the age rule from the intern.
Yes.
That was great.
Yes.
But I got to go along with Justify. As long as, you know, it's not going to, like, she is going to have to move back in with you, which is really bad, you know? But I think if you make those rules super tight, she'll be anxious to get back out. So I got to go with Justified to teach her the lesson.
You put it over the edge. There you go. Thank you.
Justified.
Or maybe she'll surprise you, and maybe she'll pick up a third, second, third, fourth, fifth job, whatever, and make it.
OnlyFans.
Stop.
Make a lot of money.
Jerk.
Oh, my God.
Justified. 98.9 The Buzz. If I find out my daughter is on OnlyFans, she is definitely moving back in the house.
Oh, cool. Congratulations.
So I can keep an eye on her.
So you can make some money.
Cut off the Wi-Fi.
Spazano and Sandy, 32 degrees. It's still cold, but it's going to be 55 and sunny today. Sandy, like from the original movie Jaws, we're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah, I know. We got like the biggest party in the studio. I love this. I love Thursdays. This is where we invite you, the Buzz fam, in the studio with us. And yeah. Michelle and Melia.
Malia. Yeah.
Oh, geez.
They just showed up.
Malia. Michelle and Malia from the Buzz fam are here.
And we got Sabrina and we got Brian. It's a party. We're doing shots in a few minutes. Now, except for you.
Well, no, you can do shots. You don't have to add the alcohol.
Okay.
For Malia and Sabrina.
Right. Yeah,
okay.
Well, so teach them young.
Yeah.
How old are you? 14? 14. She already knows.
But, okay, see, mom's having second thoughts now coming into the studio. I want to give a shout out to Brian. Dreams for Drake is an organization that you are close to.
Yes.
And that's actually why you're here.
It is why
I'm
here.
Yeah. You won an auction from Dreams for Drake.
I did.
Yeah, thank you, by the way, for doing that. And we're honored to be able to come and you can hang out anytime you want.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And
tell us about it.
Yeah, so Dreams from Drake is a nonprofit that was set up by a couple of sisters from Spencerport, Jamie and Haverly, Jamie's husband, Brian. The Pettits are absolutely phenomenal people.
Yeah.
And they lost their son, I think, in 2013. Mm. And they started the charity about the year after that.
Okay.
And basically the purpose is to provide counseling services and activities and camaraderie and family for children who've lost a sibling or a parent.
For the sibling. Oh, because you don't think about the sibling. Mom and dad is so focused on what's going on. It's almost like, you know, they don't mean to neglect the kids, but
their attention's
on something else.
The cracks,
it's even, and it's even more than that, is that, like, you know, when you're a kid and you lose a parent or a sibling, like, you're kind of on an island, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you don't have a lot of friends who have gone through the same thing.
Right.
So, you know, there's a lot of camaraderie there. There's a lot of, you know,
awesome.
They have a summer camp. They do counseling services. I mean, it's a phenomenal organization run by phenomenal people.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, without them, I don't even know where I'd be. I mean, I lost my wife in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
You know, twins were 6 months old.
Oh, man.
And these guys stepped up huge for me. I mean,
that's great.
If I needed babysitters, like, they had an army of them. If, you know, I needed, you know, I was working nights.
Yeah.
They'd watch the kids for me while I went to work.
You're living proof that's needed in the community.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
All right. So go to Dreams from Drake.
Dreamsfromdrake.org.
.org. Okay. Yep. Very good.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
98.9. The Buzz.
So, we get the Buzz fam in the studio like we do every Thursday.
Yeah. So can I do this?
Yeah.
I did a little song for you. Okay. Okay. Okay, everybody, hoist their glasses.
This is the first time he's doing it, so I don't know.
I gotta read it, too.
Okay, ready?
Scott's got coffee, ADHD, Sandy's got a list and a formal decree. Jerker justified, throws a game time. What's in my mouth? Keep it borderline. Trucker Ray's calling in again, and Phil gives candy like it's Halloween, my friend. Fired up, Trish with a shout and a curse. Tommy from The Rock, dropping a verse. We just woke up tired, and then we're rolling in the coffee, we're wired. Okay, whatever.
Wait, keep it going.
Shots!
We gotta do shots!
Yay!
Yay! Okay. Officially part of the Buzz Fam Takeover. Cheers.
Ooh, blah. Ooh, a little bit too much grape.
Oh, my. Mm. Yeah, what do you guys think? Oh, God, that was terrible.
You're talking about the song, right?
Oh, my God. No, that wasn't bad. That wasn't bad. The song wasn't bad. But... Oh, God. Okay, so cheers to the 8 o'clock
cheers
hour.
Cheers to the 8 o'clock hour.
Cheers to
our Buzz fam that are hanging out with us here this morning. Thank you so much, everybody.
The Buzz.
Pizzano and Sandy, it's time to play.
Keep it PG.
Because we do have a 14-year-old in the studio today.
The air. This is going to be radio friendly.
Okay? Yeah, oh, good.
Now,
this will be exciting.
The challenge of this is we want you to think of the first thing that comes to your mind, but yet it might be the second thing that really comes to your mind.
Oh, okay.
You got to keep it PG, okay?
All right.
So now Brian's in the studio, teaches at Monroe Bosie's one.
Yep.
So you're going to play. Sabrina's in the studio, but that's weird if we have you play Sabrina because she's a high school student.
Oh.
What?
She's 18.
I know. Well, you can play if you want.
Yeah, keep it 18. Yeah.
Okay.
Keep it PG, I mean. Yes.
And then Michelle is in the studio, and your daughter's 14. And, well, do you want to play? I don't know. Okay, Michelle, you're definitely playing. Okay, ready?
Okay.
And everyone at home, play along. 818-2899 if you want to join in.
You know, just the suggestion of keeping a PG makes you think the opposite way. Thanks a lot.
I know.
We just called this zebra dust. We wouldn't be thinking like that.
Okay, keep it PG. Name something that Scott gets all excited that starts with the letter B. Something that gets Scott all excited that starts with the letter B. Oh, my God, wait a minute. You're 14. You can't be laughing.
She's laughing. She got it, Sandra. What do you think, Brian?
Jeez.
It's timed, too, so you can't take... And we're taking score. We're
Beers?
Keeping score.
Huh?
Beers?
Sabrina, you keep score on who answers the best.
He said beer.
Beer. No, that was good. That was good. That counts. That counts.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
Michelle? Something that starts with the letter B that gets Scott all hot and excited.
Up here. Up here.
The buzz.
The buzz!
Oh, good one.
Good one.
Scotty?
Breakfast.
Ooh. Okay, everyone gets a point. Give me a word that most people shout out when hitting a pothole on West Henrietta Road.
Ah.
That starts with the letter F. Scott, you first.
Frankincense!
My frame.
Frankfurter?
Frankfurter! That's what you shout out when you hit a pothole. Okay, Brian.
Oh, I said my frame.
What is it?
The frame. Your car frame.
Oh, the frame. Okay, all right. That was good. Everyone has a point.
I thought he was going to say, freeze frame.
Oh, yeah, right. Last one.
Okay.
Give me a word that comes to mind when you think about our show, Spizzano and Sandy, that starts with the letter S and ends with S.
Like what? The two words?
Well, whatever you want. However you want to take that. Starts with S and ends with S.
Okay.
Run that by me one more time.
Give me a word. First word that comes to mind when you think about our show, Spizzano and Sandy, that starts with the letter S and ends with an S.
A word? I can't think of words that start and end with S.
You can't?
How about two words?
Well, fine, whatever. Brian? Oh, okay. Nothing?
I got nothing.
Oh, boy. Michelle?
It doesn't make any sense. I can't put my mind around what you're trying to get out of it.
A letter, every word has a beginning and an end. The first what letter is an S. The last letter is an S.
I can't even think of an R-rated word that starts and ends with the letter S.
Sabrina, do you have one?
Oh, man.
Socks, smiles. Come on. Nobody?
Socks.
That was the first word that came to my mind. Yeah. Smiles.
Well, I'm glad you think so highly of our highly produced radio show. And that is Kiss Keep It PG.
Come on, shots. Shots. So much.
Oh, my God. I can't. My brain doesn't work like that.
Oh, God. Well,
I thought two words that started the letter S. I got that one down.
Well, what is that?
Well, a blank show.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Right. Were you thinking the same thing? Anyway, there you go. Well, that was fun.
Spit show. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. 98.9
The Buzz from Odyssey.
This story is tragic and we feel horrible for this family, but it is the most wild story ever.
You know how, like, when people are like, yeah, are you kidding me? And I can't make this stuff up.
This is like a dark comedy. Somebody's going to turn this into a movie. So this poor family in Rochester, they can't find their sister. She can't find her sister. So she files this missing police report back in 2021.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so she can't find her sister, can't find her sister. Gets this call from the police years later, 2024, and says, listen, we found this body in an empty car on Hudson Avenue, and we think it might be your sister.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the cause of death was a drug overdose. Mm. So the family is just gutted. And they're like, wait a minute.
Girl disappears, and a couple years later, they get a phone call.
They get a phone call.
Like cold case come back again.
We found your sister. Yeah. And this family is gutted. They're like, we didn't even think she was into drugs. Like, wow, what a different life she was living. Okay. Then a few months later, they get this call. They're reeling the death of this sister, whatever. They have the CERN service, excuse me. They cremate the body. Right. They mix the ashes in with mom's ashes. They distribute it to a bunch of family members, put
they
it
make
in
like
little lockets
and stuff.
So they all have a necklace with mom and the sister, and they're just trying to get over. And the sister had kids. They're trying to get over this. And then all of a sudden they get this phone call, or actually slip into their Instagram DM, this person from Detroit who's like, hey, your sister, she just volunteered at our charity event. And they're like, wait, what? She's alive.
Come to find out, wrong person.
She's alive. She just, I don't know what happened, and they don't know what happened. They don't have answers why she just peaced out and left. And she's living in Detroit since 2021. Now, remember that locket?
Who's the dead lady they found?
Oh, they got these random remains mixed in with mom's ashes. Oh, my gosh. And they're like, now all the emotions are surfacing again, and they're just stunned.
Yeah, what do you do? What do you do? You're just like, who screwed up?
Well, they said the dental records, and that's usually how they determine the body.
Yeah.
And the dental records showed, they thought it lined up with this woman that was missing, but then upon further, investigation, they're like, wait a minute, nope, whoops, that is not your sister that you were looking for. So now it's just a mess, but I can't get over the cremation, like the remains, the ashes being mixed
and
in.
And the emotion that just had to come with getting that to that point.
Just all of it.
And making that decision to combine it with mom, and then finding out that you're like, well, never mind.
And who is this person to be like, hey, yeah, that picture on Facebook, that woman was just here volunteering.
Yeah, that's all.
So is that the wildest story? It's the most heartbreaking, but yet dark comedy of a story.
But there's something missing here. Why hasn't she been seen, and why didn't she? She's kind of peaced out, huh?
I don't know. They didn't say that part of the story, which is heartbreaking in itself, because she was a mom of two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how old the kids are.
Mm-hmm.
But she just up and leave.
Oh, geez.
Pack up, leave, doesn't tell her family.
Oh, God. Drama.
They go on this search for her.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
It's so,
can
yeah.
Can anyone top that story? Anyone?
Sure. Go ahead. I dare you to give out the phone number.
Can anyone top that?
No. There's nothing that can top that. Next to coming alive in the coffin at the funeral home. There's nothing.
Oh my God, mom
that.
Is so mad. They're like, wait a minute, I thought
mom's
I was,
like this.
Yeah. Mom's like, I thought I had my own room.
Yeah.
And now you make me roommates with this person? I don't even know who she is.
The morning show that makes traffic slightly less miserable. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Itching to get outside to see how nice it is out there. It's going to be beautiful. Sunny, 55 degrees today. It's just, it snowed yesterday.
You don't have to go backwards. Don't go backwards. Enjoy the sun. It's so gorgeous.
I don't want to be backwards. I don't want to be yesterday. I'm just saying, how crazy was it that it snowed yesterday?
Michelle, Malia, thank you for coming in the studio.
Sabrina, thank you for coming in the studio. You guys are all hanging out with us this morning. Appreciate it. Now, what school do you go to? Phelps Clifton Springs? Midlakes. Yeah, okay, sure. Sounds
good. Is it
good.
Everything you hoped it would be?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could. You taught her well how to fake it. We started off the show saying, hey, in this studio, we're honest with each other. We don't lie or fake it. But in this case, perfect. Right
good
answer.
Good job. Right answer.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Wizard of Oz. You know, you pull back the curtain and it's like, really? That's it? All right, it's coming up on the Commercial Free 98 here on Spazano and Sandy. I think we got more Beach Boys tickets tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We'll do a Jerker Justified. If anything throughout the day you notice and you're like, God, I don't know how I feel about that, if that's a good Jerker Justified, leave us a voice message. You can go to the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, and right there, there's a button that leaves us a message, and then we'll get a hold of you and we'll get you on the air with us.
Okay, sounds good.
If fun had a morning show, it'd be this one. Spazano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.